Welcome to Shomach Shav and Adaf. The shiur is now available for sponsorship. Please reach out for sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings the pasuk Kol Bichtav Miad Hashem Alai Hiskil. That from this pasuk we learn that Beis Hamikdash is a fixed way how Beis Hamikdash has to be done, and one cannot just add on Beis Hamikdash, even though it will make sense. Like the case of the Metzora, that if you would be able to add another door, you would be able to do smicha in the correct place. But the pasuk teaches me that the way Beis Hamikdash was given benevuah, that's what it's supposed to be, and it cannot be changed. Now the Alkot Shimoinin Divrei Yomim, Simen Taftaf Reish Pei Aleph, brings this pasuk and learns regarding Beis Hamikdash, but also learns from here regarding Torah. Because the Medrash learns, Megillas Beis Hamikdash Masra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'amido, says that's what Megillas Beis Hamikdash was given. And mainly, it was given by Mido. The Medrash goes on to say each time was given by Mido. And then the Medrash says, "Hakol bichtav milamet shenit not toyru lidosh miyad Hashem milamet shenit b'masoyris alai hiskel not shenis tabiruch hakodesh." The end of that same Medrash dashes the pasuk regarding toyru. So the Biskirov in the Divrei Hayomim, he brings this Yalkut and he asks, how do you start with the drasha of Beis Hamikdash and then you end speaking about toyru? Why are we talking about Beis Hamikdash and Torah in the same breath?" So he brings the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Megillah that says all the Nevi'im will be batel osilovei, except Megillah, which will be like Chamish Chumash Torah, which is not batel. Meaning Chamish Chumash Torah will never be batel. Nevi'im are now in this world, but when we come osilovei, there won't be Nevi'im anymore. So he says, where is the pasuk that says Hakol Bichtav, the pasuk that we mentioned in this Gemara? What does it say that's Bichtav and will not be changed? It says in the Navi. Because it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So I would think, so maybe, if the Nevi'im are batel, so also this pasuk, which refers to Torah, will be batel, because it's a pasuk in the Nevi'im. The Chiddush of the Medrash is, no. Whatever is regards to Torah will not be batel. And that's the connection of Beis Hamikdash to Torah. Beis Hamikdash, Ashlishi, you have a din of kol bichtav, alai iskil, you can't add things without a nevuah. And also Torah, you have that the Hakol Bichtav is a drasha, shenitna lidarish, that the same way the Torah is continues, so also the idea of the Hakol Bichtav continues. Meaning the Medrash is teaching us, the same way Hakol Bichtav, which refers to Beis Hamikdash, doesn't change when you get to Beis Hamikdash Ashlishi, so also the idea of Hakol Bichtav, that you darsha in Torah, that you can darsha Torah, also doesn't change, and that continues also l'asid lovay. And that's why the Medrash refers to Beis Hamikdash and to Torah in one shot. That's what the Biskarov says. We can add to explain a little bit more the Biskarov, the Maharal, and their Chaim and Ovis Perakei Mishnechov. The Maharal there explains why it says there in the Mishnah, we said every day in davening, we're davening for Beis Hamikdash and for Torah, again, in one breath. Why is that so? Says the Maharal, the Beis Hamikdash is considered to be the heart of Am Yisrael. And the Torah is considered to be the Moyach of Am Yisrael. Moyach velev, the brain and the heart, this is what makes Am Yisrael live. The life of Am Yisrael depends on Torah and Beis Hamikdash. And he adds a little bit more, the same way the heart is the source of life to all the body. And the Moyach is what gives the body the meaning and connection to above. So the Beis Hamikdash is the source of life to the entire world. And what the connection to above is through Torah. And he adds on that Torah and Beis Hamikdash are both considered to be Oyer. Beis Hamikdash is Oyer Shel Olam, and the Torah is called Oyer. That's what brings light to the world. Because Choshech means something which is missing. How does this world connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu? Through Torah and Beis Hamikdash together. And that's the idea of Yirotz Shibon and Beis Hamikdash, V'Sechel Kein and Besor V'Sechel. Because the Torah and Beis Hamikdash come together. When I have Beis Hamikdash built, so then I have the full chilek of Torah. Get over here, the Vilna Goyen's words that Ramush Shapiro always used to mention, that when we are Begalus, there's not enough Torah. We don't really have the full connection to Torah. Malkov V'Sereh Begoyim Ein Torah. So Torah and Beis Hamikdash come together. And we this goes back to the Biskarov. The pasuk called Bichtav, this pasuk is teaching us both on Torah and Beis Hamikdash in one shot. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.